back, and we have Tim Alexander here, the Tim, I call him. Tim, what's your blog and the latest issues about the body double on Twitter about Hillary Rotten Clinton, the collapsing Democratic push toward a new form of totalitarianism, progressivism. Things are really changing, aren't they?
Yeah, we're up the well-known creek without a paddle in many ways. Even though Hillary supposedly gave an interview to CNN over the telephone, with modern technology, you can make me look like and sound like the late Mother Teresa, because we now use digital recording technology for audio and video, and it's a series of zeros and ones, or ons and offs.
Right.
You get in that digital stream, and you can modify it very easily with the right software. So was it really Hillary speaking? I don't know. I maintain we don't know if she's alive or dead.
Well, I'll give you some conjectures based on the facts, which is always the best thing. Number one, her coughing spell wasn't due to allergies. Number two, she stumbles and falls for years. Number three, all of her signs tell us that she's had Parkinson's for a minimum of 10 years. Number four, Parkinsonian patients die of incessant cough from pseudobulbar palsy and aspiration pneumonia. If she is in hospital, she's not reading a book or on the telephone answering phone interviews, she's most likely in the intensive care unit intubated.
Yeah.
If she hasn't died, which again, I don't believe WABC radio in New York,
it's,
I want to see
ABC
an autopsy. WABC TV, yeah. I want to make sure that I'd see an autopsy report or a doctor's report or photographic evidence or some other material that would tell me that's the case. We do know this fact, that the body double came out was 60 pounds lighter and 6 inches shorter with a hair parting than the lady that went in.
Well, there were several things. The hairline was higher. The parting was slightly more, the real Hillary, I think, was slightly more towards the center than the other one. But their hairline was higher. She looks younger. The teeth were different. The hand that she has up in the air, the index finger was the same length as the ring finger. On the real Hillary, her ring finger is shorter than her index finger.
She's got a male pattern.
The wedding ring was different.
By the way, she's got what's called a male pattern hand, which is very common in lesbians.
Yeah. Yeah. And, in any case, of course, she's shorter. If you look at the pantsuit, the real Hillary has thick thighs. I'm tongue tied.
I'll make it easier for you. She's got thunder thighs.
Thunder thighs. Thick calves. And thick ankles. This gal, you could tell under her pantsuit, she had a normal size legs.
Right.
When Hillary collapsed, and she did not, it was an all-out collapse getting in that van. When she was walking to the van,
right,
there was either a nurse or a physician by her side, the lady in the blue dress.
Right.
Hillary was holding her right hand to her heart. And the other hand was being held in you probably know the term, where they squeeze the hand, the fingers, to see if they can pull it out, because it's a neurological test. And that nurse or doctor is doing that. Some people have identified her as Hillary's doctor. In any case, the Secret Service have a 10-second protocol. That van should have been there within 10 seconds of them being notified of it. And they had plenty of time because she had to walk to that area. And it took at least 30 seconds. So somebody screwed up, deliberately or otherwise. In the meantime, she's leaning against this post. And when they start to move her, she one of three things happened. She was having a type of seizure, a freeze, where she had absolutely no control over her legs or arms. Or she had passed out and she was unconscious. Or
she had just died.
I don't think it was the latter, although
no,
she may be dead. But the point is, this was not feeling faint. This was not overheated in a 79-degree low humidity day. The fact that she had these blue glasses on, those are designed to reduce the chances of seizures. Nobody else there had sunglasses on, but she did. Now, the gal that they brought out, by the way, nobody saw her get out of the van at the apartment of Chelsea. But not quite two hours later, she's almost dancing on the sidewalk in front of Hillary's apartment. This little girl obviously comes up, and you know, and here she is. Supposedly she's got pneumonia, but she gives her a hug. Yeah, okay. And she says, "I'm fine, and it's a beautiful day in New York." Well, you know, one, I've had allergies all my life. I've never passed out from allergies. I've never had coughing fits like that. Et cetera, et cetera. You could talk all day on how wrong everything is.
Well, Lisa Bardak is lying to us, and that, by the way, I consider a disservice to the American public, because the president, and this is our Academy of Anti-Aging, of American Academy of Physicians and Surgeons, 71% of doctors nationally on a poll, but all of our APS physicians have said they require a full disclosure of the records, a panel, this expert panel reviewing the records, and any doctor who can see the records and give an opinion should in the media. That includes me.
Well, and she needs an independent medical evaluation, because those records can be, I mean, I could sit here and print them up. I could say that she has three eyes and 10 fingers on her left hand.
The ones that were released with Lisa Bardak, which is her physician, I've had a look at them, and I commented and made a videotape 2.5 weeks ago, and I've already got, I think, close to 2,300 hits already just in that video on YouTube.
By the way, we know the name of at least one of her body doubles, which may or may not have been the lady in front of the apartment. Her name is Teresa Barnwell, and she's been photographed. Mike or Jeff Rins on his site, and I've linked him on my blog, Europe. Lots of pictures, including pictures of her standing next to Hillary Clinton some years ago. She's about 6 inches shorter, 6.5 inches shorter. She's 61 years old right now. Hillary is 69. The Mail, one of the big newspapers in London, has had a story on her a while back. She quit her job to work full-time as a, they don't call them body doubles, celebrity look-alike. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, whether it's her or someone else, remember Saddam Hussein had two or three doubles. Hitler had a couple.
Yeah.
Stalin had them. Many important people have body doubles. Now, the fact that they used a body double, the body doubles are generally for a little for a distance shot, and the fact that they trotted this gal out with the same outfit, so they probably have every outfit Hillary has, they probably have this gal on standby. Remember, they war game out scenarios, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Now, the ring, not only the ring finger, but the wedding ring was wrong.
By the way, the war game mode, also the alternate media. I'm looking here at Newsweek trying to diss it 21 hours ago. 9 hours ago, The Sun sends internet into a frenzy amid claims actress Teresa Bardwell, and she's an actress too, was paraded out. Hillary body double Teresa Bardwell Snopes. This is one that says who saw Clinton's seizure stroke 9/11 ceremony. Hillary's body double speaks, and this is the dailybeast.com. And Hillary body double, the evidence begins to mount, theinquisitor.com. I mean, this is all over the place. People know when they look at this to say,
oh, by the way, Tim Kaine, Hillary's delicious, wonderful vice presidential running mate, says that we should not tolerate the alternative right media. And that includes, of course, your show, my blog, Jeff.
I don't tolerate him. How's that? I don't want him for vice president.
Well,
I don't
want him. There's a little thing called the United States Constitution, freedom of speech. We don't work for them. They don't own us. They think they do. They can go to hell. And by the way, they are going to hell. And the sooner the better. You know, and as long as I have a breath, I will speak the truth. I'm a Christian. I will stand up for Christian values. If they don't like it, go to hell. Literally.
Right.
But here's the thing. You see, the reason that I decided to run a thing is Hillary is alive. Is she dead? Is you don't pull out a body double and with photographers that close. You don't do that generally. That's kind of a desperation, and that tells me that something bigger is going on. Also, they did not allow the press to follow the body double Hillary in the motorcade to Hillary's house, and it's more upstate New York. I don't know exactly. It's some small village, but they didn't allow, and that's very unusual. They banned the press from following the motorcade. That just doesn't generally happen.
Right.
So,
and by the way, it also shows even other issues here, showing among further evidence circulating on Twitter was a screenshot from a post attributed to Barnwell about a particularly intensive gig impersonating Clinton for an event. So this is not, you know, a conspiracy theory. There's documentation behind this.
Exactly. Well, look, I invite viewers to go to my blog, Europe. Do Google search, Lawrence Sterling Europe. You'll get right there. And I have links. I'm just looking at them right now. I have links to a whole lot of sites over the last 2 days that have pictures, have videos. Look at these pictures, and some are on Jeff Rentz, some are on other sites, but I've got a whole list of them.
Right, and by the way,
and look at the pictures up close, and let your eyes be the judge.
Right.
This gal that they were parading in front of Chelsea's multi-million-dollar apartment is a whole lot thinner. She doesn't have the gut Hillary has. Her legs are nowhere near the same size. The hairline is a lot higher. You know, I said this, yesterday, I guess, on your show. If you see me, and I there's a rumor I might be 4 or 5 pounds overweight, or maybe about 80. But anyway, if you see me, and then 2 hours later you see me, and I've got the same clothes or similar clothes on, but I'm 50 pounds lighter, there's one of three things happen. Either I ran into a doctor with a liposuction machine and a 55-gallon drum, and I said, go to town, doc. Or I'm a shape-shifting alien from Planet Centauri. Or one or more of the people you saw was a body double. Probably the realistic choice is
apparently,
a body double.
Apparently, she was contracted last June of last year to be a body double last June. So,
you talk about lying. These so-and-sos can't tell the truth. And as Jesus said of Lucifer, the truth is not in him. The
right.
truth is not in these people. But this begs the question, where the hell's Hillary? Is she alive? Is she dead? Is she in critical condition in a hospital or a private clinic? She is one of two major candidates running for president of the United States. We do have a right to this information.
The
U.S. Secret Service is complicit in this. Of course, they're answering to Barack Obama.
Right.
Now, why the hell are we putting up with this crap? And all these mainstream media, she felt fate. She felt fate. She fell on her face. That may be one of the problems. She may have injured herself falling down as they drug her into the van. And that van, by the way, is not your typical VIP armored transport van. You look at the seat in there, it's real tall. It's designed to lay back. It's a stretcher. It's a chair that makes a stretcher. That basically is an ambulance in disguise.
Right.
This lady has been terminal for some period of time, and they're dragging her out thinking they're going to push her. They've got about 3 or 4 levels they've got to push her through. They've got to push her through the November election. Then they've got to push her through when the in all 50 state capitals in the District of Columbia where the College of Electors meet. Then they've got to push her through the count that's held in the U.S. House of Representatives when they disclose the count and the House can object object to it or accept it, and then the same thing is done in the Senate for the vice president. At that point, she would become officially president-elect, and that triggers the whole thing. If she dies while she's president-elect, the vice president-elect becomes president once it's time to be sworn in. And then, of course, there's the inauguration in January. So that's four events they want to try to push her through. Her body, sorry, Charlie, it ain't working. It's not working. They ran her out for an hour and a half in a very pleasant day with her blue glasses on, so she wouldn't have a stroke. She couldn't handle it. She couldn't handle it, and she basically went into a total collapse. And everybody now, you know, there's a billion or 2 billion video cameras in the hands of citizens all over the world. It's called smartphones, and she couldn't hide. She couldn't hide. Now, the Secret Service got around her and tried to cover it up, but, you know. Well,
this is up in the range, though, of the latest attempt by Obama to veto the bipartisan bill in Congress and the Senate by both parties to actually sue Saudi Arabia for 9/11. Now, Saudi Arabia already made a statement that America, when they did 9/11, was a self-inflicted wound. That's a formal statement from the King of Saudi Arabia. So they're saying, not us. We did not do this. And in fact, many of the pilots, 13 of them were Saudi, were flying afterward for years. So we need to get with the program. And I want to get toe-to-toe, nose-to-nose for anybody who's an idiot who thinks that we didn't do a self-inflicted nuclear demolition of 9/11. It's over. It's not open to anybody's opinion anymore. It's over and done. Well, now we have to face the ugly reality that we have monsters, the Bush and Clinton war crime family, who have literally did 9/11, chaired by Mr. Dick Cheney, his name, by the way, in the White House. We told the staffers to tell him his name was the Prince of Darkness. Did you know that?
Yes.
His name was the Prince of Darkness. My God.
And he, like the rest of them, are bisexual. Look, let's look back a little bit. 50-some years ago, in 1963, 53 years ago in November, they killed President Kennedy. And it took several years before all the details about the actual conspiracy, and by the way, they've tried so hard to give that word such a bad image, but the actual conspiracy that killed Kennedy. Finally, the U.S. House of Representatives voted that Kennedy was killed by a conspiracy of unknown persons because one of the police motorcycles had an open mic, and they happened to hear more shots than Sirhan could, or Oswald could have fired. Okay, same thing with Robert Kennedy's death. Sirhan fired more bullets. It didn't take too long for that to come out. 9/11, it took a couple years before people really began questioning, well, you know, like, how come the rubble pile wasn't like 40 or 50 stories tall of these 210-story buildings? I mean, that's kind of an obvious thing. How come the people that supposedly were the hijackers are still alive in Saudi Arabia? But now you see they do this thing with Hillary, and the next day it comes out. The technology, it's not letting them get by with these lies.
But none of that, they're still sloppy, though. They're sloppy, and they don't care. They don't care they're sloppy. They don't respect us enough.
They have an arrogance.
To lie well. They don't have the respect to even lie well to us. That's that.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run? Or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
One of the things that we did, and a couple months ago, I was doing some prayer research and work with Jim Gersey, who's now head of our PPRDI, which is the media and marketing and coordination arm of NutraMedical for doing QRMAs, bioplasm, and metapathia remote diagnostic evaluations. And he's set up in New York so we can take people right now in New York City, right today. And anybody else that is added to our network and purchases the machines from us.
Well, have Hillary come by.
Well, I offered that, actually. Anybody who wants that service and wants to join us, they have to purchase the machines from me, and they have to be connected and under supervision of Jim Gersey over at PPRDI. That's how it's going to work. So we'll have a and this doesn't matter if you're in South Africa or Beijing or Canada, wherever you are, we're going to make sure we provide high-quality diagnostics, and also I will provide a consultation. They'll tell you, yes, you need to see a conventional surgeon, or you need this particular treatment, or no, don't take these pharmaceutical drugs, or here's a natural alternative, here's technology for you. I offered this service for both Hitlery, I call her Hitlery, said Hillary, and the Trump, the Donald. I'm certain that Donald, who doesn't drink, doesn't use drugs, is probably pretty smack and healthy. When I see his energy level and so on, he moves and talks and so on, how he answers and remembers things, he's fine. I'll bet that he has minor stuff, like so minor it's hardly worth mentioning. But if I did a scan on him, I'll bet he comes up with silly things, you know, like he tends sometimes to get orange colored. Maybe he's got some minor blood pressure, I don't know. But for her, she is a medical disaster. Anybody who I've seen get a transverse sinus thrombosis, a deep vein thrombosis, and falls and fractures, this woman is on her last legs. It's my guess that even if she wasn't going to run for the election, which is extremely stressful, she's probably got about a year to live. That'd be my guess, based on the evidence I have so far. And I could revise that. But we have the powers that be and the demons that run her, because remember I mentioned she's got a 16-foot-8 reptilian monstrosity in her. And if you don't believe in possession, you say you're a Christian, you're a liar, because Jesus traveled across the Sea of Gennesaret to actually specifically cast out the demons from the demoniac, and they basically announced that their name was Legion, because we are many. And when they were cast into the pigs, because they're so agitated, they committed suicide by jumping into the lake and drowning. So If people say, well, that can't happen, I can tell you as a doctor, I've seen possession. It's not a delusion. Even if I was an agnostic, I have to say something that can't be explained by the physical world is going on, and it's possession, okay? So this woman is her last drop of her health is being used by the global satanic entities and the entity inside her. She's a woman of clay and iron, which is why my other website is called Clay and Iron. Clay being human flesh, and iron being the transdimensional entity that's inside her, avataring and running her body into the ground. Now, I want to pray for her, and I want her to repent. Can you imagine the power if Hillary Clinton came and called Jim Gersey and said, hey, I want to get this nonlinear diagnosis. I want to get well. I want to get everything right up to a stem cell transplant if I have to from, you know, Genova, from, let's say, Stematica in San Diego. That'll make me healthy. I want alternative treatments like hyperbaric oxygen. I want to get well so I can live with the last few years of my life as a repentant new Christian. Wouldn't that be wonderful? How many millions of people would be converted to believe if they saw a miraculous healing of this woman as she actually came clean and said the truth about all the people she killed, about all the corrupt deals she made, and about the globalist plans to reduce the world population and change the whole genetics of the human race and do horrendous things, including the Mark of the Beast, which is going to come from America. Because I'm certain that she knows a lot of stuff that's really, really bad. And if she came clean, millions would be saved from not only physical destruction, but millions would be saved from eternal devastation and destruction.
I actually do pray that God will drive the demons out of her.
By the way, it's
and
when I
she'll
start
have an
like
awakening
this.
And tell the truth.
Well, let me tell you what happened. 2 months ago when I started doing our work, we've been using a technology, I won't mention what it is, and which I got in prayer supernaturally to how to create and amplify prayers. But I kept on getting an urge during the day and at night when I was asleep to pray specifically for her, Hillary, and specifically for her health. And God said she will be stopped in this election by her health, and it will open a door of grace for her to repent. But it's her choice whether she accepts it or not. But either way, when you pray for grace, it opens God's door to bring judgment when they reject grace. That's why you pray for your enemies, because God will take them out when you pray for the restoration to the body of humanity.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, Tim, there's a couple other issues. Germany's preparing for war. There seems to be an awful lot of war drums. I'm watching videos and so on. I'm thinking, why are they so shrill about this idea there's going to be a major, you know, event happen in Germany? What's the story there?
Well, they're very concerned about the fact that they let in about 2.1 million Muslims.
Well, that's the number they'll admit to.
Age.
I'm sure
yeah.
It's more than that, but that's the number they'll
delightful.
Admit to.
Oh, delightful. I mean, here's the thing. We are clearly
you're trying
so
not
far,
to curse here, right? You're trying desperately not to curse. You're so I can tell you're literally broiling and roiling inside your skin about the stupidity of letting in criminals and psychopaths into your nation to destroy it from the inside out, and we've got evil politicians
Angela
Merkel.
I'm not German, although I have some German ancestry. But I have to tell you, I am shocked that this Merkel, this Merkel person has allowed a couple million military-aged Muslim men into her country. And most of her civilian population can't even have guns. Their women are being raped right and left. It's nuts. It's so far beyond nuts. And it's the people in Europe are getting close to a revolt. And more countries are breaking away from France and Germany. Let me give you an example. Hungary. By the way, Austria, they tried to steal the election for president a few months ago, and the Supreme Election Court in Austria tossed it out, and they made them have a revote, and then they've had to cancel that vote in a few weeks because the overseas ballots they were sending out, the seal wouldn't seal properly. So they could tamper with it. Well, that's what caused the revote in the first place. They're so desperate to keep the guy that actually won the election out of office, and he's very, very vehemently opposed to all these Muslims coming into Europe. They're desperate to keep him out. We are in the Third World War, and to some extent it began 15 years ago on 9/11. It became a financial war with the rise of the BRIC nations. What you've seen in Brazil with the overthrow of the elected government and what was called a congressional coup, very much a part of that war. Jeb Bush was supposed to be the next president. They spent $125 million and they hardly got any votes at all. He went nowhere. This billionaire, who I admit, you know, is kind of flashy and everything, but he came in and he just lit up the American political
landscape. He's a blue-collar billionaire. He's brash. He's a hard-nosed businessman. He's got a little political potty mouth. He speaks before he necessarily thinks, so he may offend people's feelings, but he's an honest man, he's a good man, and he's an American patriot. That's all you need to know.
Exactly. Again,
that's all you need to know.
Well, let me take a drink of water. The thing is, we actually have a chance in this election to change things. We haven't had that. The closest we came to that was when Ross Perot had a third-party candidacy, but he dropped out and then he got back in at the last minute. The reason he dropped out is they threatened his grandchildren and his children. Okay? And he was on track. I think he could have won it. And I stood out in a freezing rain handing out election brochures for him on election day. And I mean, I saw what was coming. And, we now have the first real chance in decades to elect somebody outside of this criminal box.
Did you see the book by Michael Savage on Scorched Earth about how to survive, America survive the 8 years of Obama? I mean, you know, he's a top radio broadcaster, but he's also a geopolitical historian that's looking at this and saying, you know, Obama was not an idiot. He was massively successful at everything he did, which is to destroy, to deconstruct, to dissemble America. That's what he's here for.
But here's the thing I said on break I wanted to comment on when we came back. Hillary has been swimming with the most vile, evil sharks in history.
Right.
The Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Warburgs, the 30 families that count their wealth by the trillions and tens of trillions and hundreds of trillions of dollars. They're behind every war, every economic boom, bust, depression, etc. By the way, we have roughly the number of adult men unemployed right now is equal to what it was in the Great Depression. But their lying news media doesn't tell you that. Okay, now, Hillary has gone from being one of their stars in their staple of political prostitutes to being not just a pain in the butt to them, but a danger to them. When they ran out a body double with cameras fairly close, that was risky. Partly, yeah, okay, they don't care, they're arrogant. But no, that was also desperation on their part. They thought they made a calculated decision that they could get her through all the hoops, the election, the vote in the College of Electors, the counting in the House, and inauguration. They made a calculated effort. They could keep her body going, and they could keep Trump out. They screwed up. They now have to be realizing that, and they also have to realize this gal is a danger. Because, you see, when you run somebody out and all this alternative media is now saying, well, that's a double. I mean, look at her fingers, look at her face, look at her height, look at her weight. You know, that's a double. And, you know, Hillary, everybody's got a video camera now, and there are multiple from shots from different directions. Hillary just literally, she's either dead, unconscious, or in some weird seizure, and she can't control her feet, her arms, or whatever. You know, yeah, and they're saying, well, it was overheated. Now they're saying she's got pneumonia. Okay, lies, lies, and lies. But what all this is doing is pulling the curtain back. This is like the Wizard of Oz, you know? And they pull the curtain back, and there's the guy pulling the levers. I have to tell you, the Rothschilds and their ilk, they have always operated through frontmen. George Soros is a frontman for the Rothschilds. Okay, they operate through straw men, front men, face men, call them what you like. She's one of them, okay? But when the curtain starts to get pulled back, they don't like that because they realize they're an extremely tiny minority of a small minority, okay? And if the public ever realizes what's being done to them, as old man Bush said, if the public realized what we had done, they'd chase us down the road and hang us. Now, they're scared. She's now a threat to them. So, you know, what's more, if she's still alive, what is more danger to her than even her medical condition is the fact that she's now become a threat to the people that were supporting her.
That's right, because you can lose, right?
It's more than losing. She is threatening to expose this whole hidden agenda, the monsters behind the curtain. And that they cannot tolerate. Somehow they can get through a Trump presidency better than being exposed. They don't want to be exposed.
Why do you think she's going to release it? You know, in other words, is it a die?
She's not releasing it. It's the events are releasing it. When they pull a body double out of desperation, and everybody, all kind of people are saying,
I get your point now. What you're saying is their desperate moves are so desperate that the curtain's being pulled back and we're seeing the Wizard of Oz as this little old guy that literally is like a frail old man pretending to be a god of Oz.
Exactly. And you see, that's the real danger to them. It exposes who they are and what they're doing. And they've gone, look, the mainstream media has been in a meltdown for some time, their credibility. But it's so bad, it's like an ice cream cone out in a sunny 100-degree day. It's melting very fast because they're all saying, well, Hillary felt faint. Hillary felt faint? Hell, Hillary literally fell on her face trying to get in this armored, hidden ambulance they carry around behind her. Hillary didn't feel faint. Hillary was faint. Hillary was either unconscious or dead. You don't have to be you look at it with your own eyes from multiple videos. Hillary is a lady that's either dead or dying. And they can lie and lie and lie, but it's becoming more obvious. And the obvious part, that's pulling the curtain back. And people are saying, well, what the hell's going on here? Billy Bob out there says, well, hey, hey, look bad to me. What's going on here? And then an hour or two later, she's dancing around the street. But that doesn't look like her either. She was too skinny, you know? What's going on here?
When Billy Bob starts to wake up,
uh-oh. That's dangerous.
Well, I think that the alternative media is blowing the lid off. It's not going to go away either. And the more desperate moves, if she doesn't, like right now, if you have pneumonia, she shouldn't be on the campaign trail for 2 weeks. That's going to kill her campaign.
Well, what campaign? Modern history, in living memory, there has never been a campaign where one of the two major candidates basically didn't campaign. She takes five-day weekends and three-day weekends. Her appearances have been short appearances in front of wealthy donors. We know from a fact...
That's only getting money to get the vote out. That's all she's raising money for. She's not addressing issues or anything.
Her and Bill want money. And it's estimated they took in $100 billion.
Well, they're personally taking money. But most of this is to buy attack ads against Trump to indicate that the only thing they're going to do is continue to attack Trump, not deal with any issues or any solutions, or even defend her.
They already have $2.5 billion.
Or even defend her record.
$2.5 billion won't buy you enough attack ads. Bill and Hillary are addicted to making money.
Yeah, but I'm saying they're going to get money. But here's my point: the attack ads, there's overkill. Once you stretch it to a certain point, people say, "You know what? These attack ads are so violent, so out of touch with reality. I'm going for Trump."
Well, Hillary is the least popular Democrat with blacks since 1960. That's an interesting article. I have to link that. It's on InfoWars. But, you know, Obama wants a ratification UN arms treaty before leaving office. There is a movement, by the way, in Congress, and they think it may succeed. They're going to put it on a spending bill. To prevent the United States government from losing control over the Internet. Obama has signed papers to turn it over to an international organization, basically the UN, which all these countries that don't have free speech, they want to basically gut the Internet as we know today, and particularly us,
right.
People like us telling the truth. Well, there's enough people in Congress that see all kind of dangers of that, and they think they're going to be able to stop it. We are really in a battle for America and the world, and you have to keep in mind that the driving force here is not even wealth or political power. The driving force behind the people behind the curtains is Satanism. They are demonic. They hate God. They hate Christianity. They hate Western civilization. Why do you think they brought all these Muslims into Europe and they're bringing them in from North Africa and this country through Mexico by the thousands? Why? Well, and by the way, under Obama, they arrest these guys. They take them to the border. They can be back the same day. I say, fine, arrest them, put them on a chain gang, work their butts off for a couple months, then kick them out. Make it miserable for them so they don't turn around and come right back. But the solutions are simple, but they won't use the solutions. It's not because the Obama administration is stupid. They know what they're doing. They're destroying America, and we're letting them do it. But we have a choice in this election, and people that are still idiots and supporting Hillary, you're supporting, if not just Hillary, you're supporting the monsters behind her, the people that have been behind every war for over 200 years, every depression.
What you're saying is what I've said before, they're doers of evil. You out
absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
Listen up. You out there that say that you want to support Hillary because she's a woman. You out there that say that you want to support Hillary because she protects the rights of women to abort. You out there who says that they want to have a progressive alternative that literally destroys our nation with bringing in open borders and putting re-releasing in the last 8 years 82,000 criminals and felons back on American streets because they didn't force the countries to take back people that were criminals in our country and they couldn't send them back to their home country because Obama was wimpy about it. This is obscene. And many of these people went killed again, raped again, murdered again, stole again, invaded people's homes again, because Obama, this monster, this talking head monster in the White House and his proxy, Hillary Clinton, put in policies that are destroying this nation.
Yeah. Well, of all the so-called Syrian refugees that Obama's letting in, you want to take a gander on what percent are Christians?
0.46.
0.45%.
I was close.
Yeah, real close. Are Christians. Now, I happen to know Christians from Syria. In fact, there's a family who occasionally comes to my Orthodox church. But, oh, you all see the daughter. I think she was Miss Syria at one point. Stunningly beautiful. But these people are refugees, and they're very well educated. They're intelligent. They're not destitute. But they don't get in. And as you've pointed out many times, the lawyer out in California that's been suing to get him in,
the Justice Department
the
has tried to put him in prison for trying to bring Christians in from a war zone. That's
yeah.
the Obama administration and Loretta Lynch.
But the Muslims, that's fine. Let them all in. Let them all in, especially the military-age ones. Now, we're getting ready. You see, what they're setting up is a clash of civilizations where the Christians are going to be killing the Muslims so they can come out on top.
Let's put it this way.
This is the setup.
If they anger us enough, there is no group of people on Earth, like Northern Europeans, like us, when you really tick us off, if you want to see a hell force of destruction and death.
If we wake up and Hillary's waking us up.
Well, let me tell you, the destruction and death will make the devil shake. Let's put it that way. They can't imagine what's going to happen.
Yep.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back, and Tim, here's a summary of what I see happening. I'm looking at Gerald Celente's comment here, which is, I'm going to post up the link and make a video commentary afterward. After the show today, I'd like to do a video of some of the major news items we talked about today and some other ones I've got pulled up with the pictures of the articles. He said the next card they'll play to counter is, in the main thing he said, this is what I find really amazing. He said the Fed is in a trap. You have all this money that has been borrowed, and it will went into emerging markets and inflated them artificially. But if the Fed raises interest rates, which they're talking about, and the dollar gets stronger, the resource-rich currencies get weaker. They have to pay back all of this debt in dollars. Now, what we're in is basically this house of cards that's about to play. And he said the next card they will play, what they're going to do is to counter it, the populist movements, which is why they're making a statement about it, like Trump and other countries, like Britain with Brexit, is to say, look, folks, we're going to try to help you. We're going to try to stimulate the economy and create jobs, but it's just another way to tax us steal our money and give it to their buddies under the guise that they are going to build infrastructure, whatever else they can invent. They're going to make it seem as though with fiscal stimulus the government is getting involved, that they're going to generate more growth. I'm saying to you that that's what's going to be the next card they will play. And whether or not a card is a winning card or not is a whole different story, because how is Japan going to decrease fiscal spending when their debt to GDP is jaw-dropping 240%? So their debt is that much bigger than their GDP. China's debt to GDP is 245. The United States is $20 trillion in debt. But that is going to... But what is that they are trying to do? All of this is bullish long-term for gold. In other words, you better have gold, which is our Caripars. But they are going to try to do everything they can to talk to gold down. That's all it is. It's cheap talk, and they will do it all the time. At the same time, by the way, these countries like China are getting gold like crazy, including the government and the citizens. but they're not going to control it. So, in other words, the system's going to blow apart. My guess is it could blow apart as early as the end of the month, because there's a number of different points at which they literally could pull the plug from the economy. So I'm very suspicious something financial catastrophic could happen as early as the end of this month or early October as a cover for the demolition derby, with now Hillary Clinton on the side of the road burning her vehicle, if you want to call it her election vehicle, crash and burn and wheels off. And I think this is going to be the end of the road for the globalists. I think when Trump gets in, he's going to start demolishing all of their deals, all their schemes, this Iran deal.
I truly hope so, and I truly hope a lot of people are arrested for mass murder, crimes against humanity, and so forth. Now, let me tell you, though, the flip side of that coin is you're talking about the worst monsters on this planet and perhaps in history, and these people will stop at nothing.
But Tim, you have to understand, the violence of the righteous is much more deadly and much more thorough than the violence by the helter-skelter.
A lot more of us than them.
And we're a lot more vile when we want to take them out. If they think that they can trump what we're going to do to them, they're delusional. When we know the battle's on, we're going to destroy them.
We're going to be facing several very interesting months. It's going to get very wild. Get right with God, folks.
The people that pretend to not know what's going on, listen to the program and the video afterwards, that we're going to give much more specific details, pictures, and others that will provide more evidence that this is, the battle is on now. Not in the future, it's on now.
That's true.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.